All right, hello. I'd like to introduce John Siron. He's a owner and president of Aurelian Funding. He spent 35 years building his business and working with large business clients, and some clients even include Mercedes-Benz and General Motors. And he's even had a partnership with Ford that netted $400 million a year in profits. But today we're going to kind of talk about his specialty lending, his unsecured lines, and kind of how it's unique in the market. I've spent many years providing SBA loans to franchisees. I worked with franchisors, and the SBA loan years ago was pretty good for startups and franchise acquisitions because you could do loans and they could get into a franchise fairly quickly. But there was lots of issues with, what was being collateralized, and some people had to sign their, all their assets away, so to speak. And it did take a longer period of time, and you had to jump through some of the SBA hoops, so to speak. But this solution, I think, is really great because it provides some unique things, kind of a little bit less hassle, I think. And there was always a window, I always thought, with loans under $250,000, there were very few SBA lenders back in the day that would do it, and certainly nowadays after the Lehman Brothers stuff. But John, I want to, if you would, please give me a quick overview of your company and of kind of how the unsecured lending and lines work, and let's talk about it. It's a very interesting concept.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. I'll give you a little overview of the company and how this came about. Like you said before, I spent 35 years working with very, very large companies. I saw how they use capital. We used capital in the same way. And then I retired in 2008 and decided that I was going to start a different type of company working with small businesses. So I used all of the contacts that I had gained over the past 35 years with the big banks and the regional banks to set up a program for small businesses. And the intent was just to create a small company that would fund my Foundation for Autistic Children. I wasn't going to create another big company. I was just going to do this, and I was going to do it on a small scale and maybe have 15 or 20 people working for us and help businesses get some capital. I severely underestimated the size of the market, though. And when we introduced this program, our phone started ringing off the hook. And the way we built this program is I went to the guys in New York and I sat down. I said, there's a fundamental problem with the way small loans are being underwritten. Nobody can really meet the criteria. They're looking at 3 years of tax returns. They're looking at profit and loss statements. They're looking at minimum liquidity. They're looking at everything that most small business owners don't have. So consequently, nobody could get any funding. So we came up with this program specifically to give startup companies and small companies a cash infusion of between $50,000 and $150,000 per person in the company. And it has really helped a lot of companies get started. It's helped a lot of franchisors sell more franchises. It's helped a lot of people buy franchises. And the whole program is based around having good personal credit. And our underwriting model does not require anybody to produce tax returns. We don't take any collateral. We look at mainly one thing, and that is the strength of the person's credit profile. And my theory, and I proved it over and over again to be true, is that if somebody has taken good care of their personal credit, paid their personal bills on time, if now they want to go into a new venture, a new business, that they will carry that ethic over into their business. And if we loan them $50,000 or $150,000, they will do everything they can to pay us back. And that's proven to be true. And our clients are substantially more successful than other underwriting models. We've got a tremendous success rate.
So,
and I think one of the reasons... Oh, go ahead, Jim.
No, so I guess... sort of jump in, but maybe can you tell me a little bit about the product, or exactly, you know, kind of what it is or how it works?
Yeah, exactly. The reason we're so successful is we're not setting up these as loans. We're setting them up as lines of credit. So these lines of credit can be used over and over again, and they can be used for any purpose. So that our clients can use the lines of credit. They only draw out the number or the amount of money that they need. Maybe it's $50,000, maybe it's $30,000, maybe it's $35,000. Whatever they need at that particular time is what they draw out. And they can use it for any purpose. So they can use it to pay franchise fees. They can use it for working capital. They can use it for advertising. They can use it to pay their employees. They can use it for anything they want. And they can use it for things that traditionally you can't collateralize advertising. You can't collateralize paying your employees any money. So because this is uncollateralized, you can use it any way you want. So we set people up for success. They come to us. We get them lines of credit in the order of $50,000 to $150,000. We allow people to pool the funding. So if there's two or three officers in a corporation, we allow each one of them to apply separately, and we can get each one of them between $50,000 and $150,000. So if a franchise costs $300,000 and there's three partners, we could potentially get that group all the funding they need to purchase that franchise. And we can certainly get them money to put down for a down payment. We can get them funding so that they have it, so that when they go into business, they have money so that they can pay their employees for the first month or two as their franchise is growing. So we give them funding the way big companies have funding. Big companies have lines of credit. That's how they will operate. So now we have a program that will allow a small first-time franchisee or small business owner to have capital and use capital the way big companies use capital. I think that's why our guys are much more successful than the people that are going into business and they don't have access to a sufficient amount of capital or capital positioned properly so that they can use it as they need it.
Yeah, I agree. Just from I used to do over 65 loans just for franchises a year, and I agree with you. There are often lots of things that weren't, quote, allowed, to be financed out of that. You know, there was limited working capital those involved in those loans, and they couldn't use some things for some soft costs and some fees, so that's good. And I agree that the collateral issue, too, like with a conventional loan or an SBA loan, typically there was a subordinate lien put on the buyer's house and some of their other assets. How is this different from traditional and SBA loans?
It's hugely different, Jim. I also worked with people who wanted SBA loans, and quite frankly, I was shocked at the amount of not only paperwork but collateral that the SBA required and traditional lenders required. I couldn't in good conscience recommend that anybody would risk everything that they've worked for over the past, in some cases, 15, 20, 30 years in order to secure a loan. So our program does not require any collateral. We are not going to take a lien on the person's house. We are not going to do a UCC-1 filing on the client where we take an all-asset pledge like many lenders will, and I believe the SBA does. This is totally unsecured. There is no collateral at risk. We're basing this on the person's good personal credit and his history of paying his bills on time. And we are not going to take a lien on any of the equipment that they may have purchased for their franchise. We're not going to lien the franchise. We are not going to lien the person's personal assets. It is a totally uncollateralized, unsecured line of credit.
That's good. One other thing with SBA, I found that sometimes it was a long process because you had to jump through some of the SBA hoops, as I mentioned. And the timing kind of was stretched out. What kind of is the timing, at least approximately, with different situations here?
A huge difference between our program and an SBA loan or a traditional loan. If our clients come to us, once they come into our program and once they're pre-approved for our lending program and they get us the documents that we need, between 14 and 30 days, they will be fully funded and the lines of credit will be ready to use. So we try to do it very quickly. We try to do it with a minimum amount of paperwork and a minimum amount of hassle on the part of our borrowers.
See, I think this is great for any kind of franchise. Really, I thought it would be just for the startups, but it's also for those ones that are acquiring existing franchises. At first I thought it would be just great for, there's some franchises out there that are well known and they're kind of on the SBA approved list, which means that SBA has kind of blessed and said that they're at least eligible. Doesn't always make it easier, but. And then there's a lot of franchises, most of them, that are not on that approved list, so to speak. So I would think this is going to be great for both of them, especially the unapproved franchises and all the other hurdles that go with franchising, correct?
Oh, it sure is, Jim. I have an awful lot of clients that come to me and say, we have a franchise that is not on the SBA list, it may be a new franchise. But they need funding. And as you know, if a franchise is not on the SBA approved list, there is no funding available. And unfortunately, that's most of the franchises that are out there. With our program, you don't have to be on that approved list. You can have any idea that you want. If there's a franchise that you'd like to purchase, we are not going to make that franchise be on any approved list at all. We will get funding for the franchisee. We will work with any franchisor and help make this program available to any person who wants to buy that franchise from the franchisor. So we have a lot of franchisors that work with us. We have a lot of people who, individuals who want to buy franchises that just don't have the ability to meet the SBA requirement or a traditional lender requirement, but they still want to go into business for themselves. And if they have good credit, we can help them. We've helped many individuals buy franchises, and we've helped an awful lot of franchisors sell more franchises. Because with our program, it opens up a much wider range of people who can afford to buy those franchises.
Mm-hmm. So, I the way I see this helping is that, there's lots of things that the franchisee kind of has to jump through. They have to have, minimum liquidity to satisfy the franchisor, which you can help with. This helps helps them meet the required minimum standards for liquidity. It provides them working capital. They can use these fees they can use these funds for fees and soft costs, advertising, and all that sort of thing. And I often thought when I was in franchise lending, I kind of had to do two types of underwriting. We had to underwrite the franchisor, so to speak, and then underwrite the buyer or the franchisee. So in this case, you're just kind of doing the quick snapshot pre-qualification, so to speak, of the credit. And if it meets that quick checklist that we have, the criteria, then we move ahead, correct?
Absolutely. It takes about 5 minutes for somebody to fill out a pre-qualification form. We review it. We get hundreds of them every single day. We turn it around usually within 24 hours. And about 50% of the people that come to us have credit profiles that we can immediately approve. And we're looking for a 720 credit score and a 10-year history of paying your bills on time and the traditional things like, you know, no bankruptcies, no foreclosures. So we're looking for basically an average or slightly above average credit profile. The stronger your credit profile is, the more money we can get for our borrowers. And then for the people who don't have the credit profile necessary to be approved directly, we'll tell them what they need to do to become approved. And then also we allow credit partners. So many of our clients don't have the credit profile that they need, but they may know somebody, a friend, family member, associate, that does have good credit. And we allow them to bring in credit partners, and we can underwrite their line of credit with somebody else's credit profile.
That's great. So I've seen the kind of qualification form, and I put that on my website. It's really just a one-page form, really. It's just kind of simple, pretty much information about the person and just some of their personal information, and that's sent to you. It's, of course, it's all confidential and kept private and all that stuff. So that's really all you need to get started, correct?
That's right. Very quick pre-qualification form. Realistically, what we need is a current credit report, and with that current credit report, we can underwrite just about anybody that you would want to send to us. It's a quick and easy process. Our site is completely secure. We handle hundreds of these every single day. What we do is we review the information. We do not retain the information. So it is completely safe, completely secure, and very, very easy to apply.
So when you say the credit report, is that something they could go to, you know, a safe site like annualcreditreport.com or one of the other good sites, get their own updated credit report and send to you, or do you prefer to pull that?
You know, I prefer a three bureau report. There's a number of sites out there that provide it. We use Credit Check Total. We find it's a good report. Clients can cancel within 7 days. It only costs them a dollar. There are other sites that have full, complete three bureau reports. But then there's also a lot of sites that only give you like half the information. So we're looking for the most information we can get. We want to get the same information the banks get, but what we want to do is do it in a way where it's a soft pull. We don't want our clients to incur an inquiry or a hard credit pull against their profile. So by doing it themselves through a Credit Check Total or a site like that, it's a soft pull. Nobody sees it. Doesn't go against them, we can perform our analysis and not affect the person's credit profile at all while we're analyzing their credit profile and doing our pre-qualification.
Great. So it's creditcheckreport.com. Is that what it is?
Creditchecktotal.com.
Creditchecktotal.com. Okay, great.
That's the one that we like.
Creditchecktotal.com. Okay. And then
on our pre-qualification form too. It's a direct link, direct to that site.
Oh, great. Okay, well, good. So they can get that. Either contact me, contact you folks, and start the process that way. Well, that's great. I appreciate it. We want to keep this kind of short, so everyone kind of get a good overview, good taste, and you've done that. So thank you. It gives the franchisors lots of ideas to help their people, because there's lots of frustrated people out there. They have access to a good concept, a good marketplace. Maybe they have a good location. They have all the stuff picked out, but often I would see, you know, good people just frustrated and not being able to get the funding to start it up. They'd have all their ducks in a row, and you know, they had good credit, and they were just frustrated where to go next. And this gives them one big tool in their drawer, I think. So, and the franchisors will enjoy it because they can help their people. So that's great. I appreciate the time, John. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Jim. I'm happy to do it. The program has helped hundreds, if not thousands, of small businesses and franchisees, and be happy to help whoever you're working with. And it's very simple, and we'll be happy to get them as much funding as we can possibly get them.
Good. Yeah, and I can supply anyone with more information on their criteria and what it can be used for, which is pretty much almost anything the funds could be used for, real estate, the soft cost, anywhere in between. And so good. Yeah, at this time I'll wrap up the recording. I appreciate it. Thanks, John.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim. Take care.